Subject, love roaches and rats. Dear Stephen Shirley, I am a 26-year-old. I am 26 years old and have been in a relationship for about 2.5 years. I was married before and things did not work out, and I met someone rather quickly at work. He was kind, considerate, and attentive. We had fun talking, hanging out, and just being around each other. The very first time my dad met him, he told my mother that something was off with this guy. Of course, I did not believe my dad. I met his family, and their relationship is not good. He barely speaks to his mother, and there have been times when her car broke down, and he would not go pick her up because he said he was tired. My mom said if he is not good to his mother, then chances are he will not be good to you. I had to move out of my apartment because I lost my job. At his request, I moved in with him. It was nice at first, but after a few months in a small studio apartment, I got to see the real man. Besides going to work 5 days a week, all he wants to do is have sex, sleep, eat, and surf the internet. On his days off, he eats and stays in the bed in his PJs. I go out alone because I cannot stay cooped up like that. Sometimes he just snaps and goes into a shell and doesn't want to be bothered. There have been times when he has cursed me out and told me to shut the F up. To top it off, the apartment has roaches and mice. I convinced him to call management for exterminating services. That helped for a little while, but a year later, we have the same problem. I finally gave up and found my own apartment. He is upset and says he does not understand why I am leaving. Last night, while sleeping, I felt something crawling on my back, and lo and behold, it was a roach. I jumped up and he looked at me and wondered why I was leaving and not coming back. I asked him how he could be okay living like this. He called and asked if I would come by the house. I told him that we can go out to dinner, but I'm not coming back there. He said if I was not coming over after dinner, then there was no point in going out at all. I could not believe that after 2.5 years, I am not worth going out to dinner without sex being involved. Please give me some advice. Should I hang in there with him and see if he changes, or should I just cut my losses now? Sincerely, too weak to leave. Girl, you need to get it together. You really do. You need to leave today. Stay gone. Don't ever go back to his house for dinner or anything, especially sex. I really mean that. You have allowed this man to drag you down to a pretty low level here. Living with roaches crawling on you? Seriously? For once, you need to listen to your parents. Your dad didn't like him from the beginning. Your mom said he doesn't treat his mother right, so he probably won't treat you right. But because you said you're weak, you can't leave right now. But you have to know that this is no way to live. That's why you moved out in the first place. He's selfish. He's a loser. He's an abusive guy. He's cool with living with mice and roaches. Come on. Who's cool with that? So he needs to be by himself. You need to stop being weak for him and be strong for yourself. You need to run to your new apartment, lock the doors, and make sure you shake out your clothes and everything so you don't bring any roaches with you. Steve?
Why are we reading?
I know.
What person listening to this would even remotely suggest to this woman to hang in there? Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody. Ain't nobody in no right mind. First of all, your daddy told you. Yeah. See, men know men. I'm telling you, when you hear a man go, something ain't right with this boy, he's slightly off. See, you can't see it because you don't know how real men supposed to act at all times. We got rules, and real men know the rules. All real men know the rules. So when another man come along and he breaking them rules and we see it, we already know something wrong with you, man. This is the way we are. We're very simple people. Now, he doesn't have a great relationship with his mother. Your mother told you if he ain't good to his mother, chances are he won't be good to you. Any man that don't love his mother is gonna find it real hard to love another mother. Now, I'm not saying if you had problems with her, you don't know her. That's one thing. But let me tell you something. A boy and his mama is the first female relationship that he usually forms that's of any value. And he usually cherishes that relationship to her demise. Always, man. You might have a little fallout there now and then, but you're going to honor this woman until her demise. Yeah. That's most how real men are with their mother. Now, if you can't form that relationship with the first woman who nursed you, nurtured you, and all like that, come on, man. You ain't gonna, it's gonna be really hard for you to get anything else. Now, if you never knew her, were adopted, foster home, or she was a drug addict or something like that, I got with you. I got that. But the real mother-son relationship, that's a hard one. And if he don't go pick up when she called and stuff like that, this dude is something else.
Ew.
If a roach get on my
okay.
back, I
You're
got
listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.